Okay, I'd like to call the finance meeting to order. For July, okay. So first item we have is to adopt the agenda. Is there anything that needs to be adjusted or?
Not on this one. Nope.
Nope, okay.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have the agenda set. Third item is approval of the minutes for May 20th meeting. Have you got a chance to review those? What? Did I skip?
June 24th meeting.
June 24th.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you on personnel?
Yes, I just grabbed the wrong. Yep.
There you go.
We'll never
That's
get
the next
done.
Meeting. Enough That's the next the meeting.
Lisa got the it.
Yeah.
June 24th, 2025 meeting.
I'll move that.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Fourth item is the second quarter 2025 financial report.
So the report starts on page 5 with all the revenues received to date on June 30th. The quarter two monthly average for patron receipts is approximately $10,900, which is a slight increase from quarter one, about $50 a month, actually more. On page 6, it's a snapshot of all the account balances and rates on June 30th. Magic Savings is earning 4.28% on June 30th. This is compared to 5.33% at the same time last year. There were 12 certificate of deposit maturities remaining in 2025, and the CD portfolio return was 4.53% as compared to 5.23% at the same time last year. Jumping ahead to page 8, this is our revenue report that shows the percentage of revenues received against the budget. About halfway down the page, you'll notice that the interest income was 72% received for the year. Interest revenues continue to be strong. The Fed is expected to cut rates by 0.5% across two different sessions before the end of 2025. So this is starting to show in some of the rates that were being offered for CD investments. CD terms of 12 months or less are higher than those being offered for 13 to 24 months, which is what our policy says. So we'll be discussing some of those different strategies with Ehlers later on this evening. On page 9 and 10, these are the quarter two expenses presented against spending from 2024. On page 9, personnel expenses and year-to-date expenses in the services and contract lines are in line with 2025 spending patterns. Of note, about halfway down the page, on that patron contact services line, it's already starting to show signs of greater efficiency. We're pivoting away from those mailed hold notices, and that combined with that new platform and email and phone communication strategy is reducing the monthly cost for that.
Fabulous.
On the bottom of page 9 and all of page 10 shows the year-to-date expenses in commodities, fleet expenses, and equipment. All of these are in line with normal spending. I am watching the fleet repairs line closely. We're finding that we're having an awfully expensive year for maintenance with several of our vehicles. We've had brake issues. We've had tire issues. We just got to buy a new windshield last month. So it's been one of those years. So most likely a request to use capital funds for a vehicle replacement will be presented to this group in September. Overall operating expenses on June 30th were 47% of the annual budget and right on track. On page...
How many fleet vehicles do we have?
We have 3 vans, and then we have a Jeep, a Chevy, and a Dodge Caravan. So six altogether.
Six. Okay. Yeah, 3 delivery vehicles and 3 just for travel.
Okay.
The Caravan's the 2015. So
are the delivery vans the ones that are giving us the trouble?
No. Well,
what's that?
Depends on which one. Yeah.
We have one delivery van that is a problem child.
Okay.
And this year, our non-delivery vans issues have been spread across all 3 vehicles. So, yeah, just one of those years.
Yeah, but I mean, usually if you got a problem, it continues to be a problem.
Yeah, we kind of are taking an all hands on deck approach. When we get told something is wrong with it, we go to different people in different departments and have all the car guys look at it. Okay. It's a team approach.
Do we have, like, we got a replacement plan, I would imagine.
Yeah, we were planning on bringing something forward for, well, ideally we're replacing one vehicle every year, but every once in a while the problem child is not the one that we were thinking we were going to replace, so we're still trying to figure that part out.
Do you base it mostly on mileage, or when you replace, or kind of this stuff?
Amy's got a fantastic spreadsheet that kind of gives us a picture of, like, cost of repair versus purchase price, and that's one of the criterion, and then how many miles is it getting driven? Like, obviously, those delivery vans are more important.
Right.
The Caravan used to be a delivery vehicle when we had a halftime route, but we cut that a couple of years ago, so it's now being used more for just transportation. Mm-hmm. And I think the transmission gasket was leaking a little bit, but it's not leaving puddles.
And
so
then the radiator.
It's a good
80B vehicle.
Right. It doesn't have a backup camera. That's how old it is. So it's...
What year is it?
2015.
Oh.
It was the cream of the crop when we got it, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah. How many miles does it have on it?
I don't remember. Do you remember any miles on it?
On our Caravan, it's between 150 and 160.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So if we trade it, we're probably not going to get a whole lot for it either.
No.
So, yeah, we'll figure it out. Expect something in September.
Yes.
You do.
Not a problem, child.
Yeah, you do.
And then lastly, on pages 11 and 12, this is the 2025 quarter two fund balance activity. So spending on these pages, it represents the activity for capital, grant, and the various gift funds. And then this is where you'll also see assigned fund balance spending right on the bottom. Does anybody have any questions on quarter two?
I'll move to approve the second quarter financial report.
All right.
Second it.
Motion. You guys got the motions.
We got
today.
That market cornered
right
now.
That side of the room has it under control. All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Second quarter 2025 financial report is approved. Number five, we have the 2026 budget proposal. Was there any changes to that?
Same information.
Same as what we've seen at the finance.
Yep.
Meeting.
We have to approve it as the proposal going to the board this evening. And then the board will approve it and it will be official.
Then it will be official.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have counties who have already asked for the preliminary numbers, though.
Okay.
Yeah, several counties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing that, and this is just my opinion, don't take a name wrong. So we're getting cut on the library, what the LS, you know,
the IMLS.
Yeah.
The federal stuff.
Federal spending. Maybe if there was a way, I was thinking that we would show that we're trying to absorb that cost somewhere, it would make it look better to the county.
We can talk about it. It hasn't actually hit us yet.
Okay.
It will hit us. If it happens, it might hit us as early as next spring, probably. Well, let me think. They're on a federal fiscal year. Likely, if it was going to have an impact, it may be as early as July 1st of next year.
Next year, okay.
I think. I was in a state library director's meeting this afternoon. The state library said they did receive the second half of their fiscal year 25 funds, which they were told they weren't getting and then said they were to expect it. It actually came through, so that was good news. But it's the... Congress needs to sign the dear appropriator letter and actually appropriate funds for another 6-year span, and it's unlikely from what we're hearing right now that that's going to happen. That could still change, obviously. But
I mean, when you look at the whole scope of things, that don't amount to much, but it's not about the amount, it's about the
The impact, yeah.
The perception, you know.
So maybe it's a way, the way to talk about it would be, this is about ensuring that when that happens,
yeah,
services will be fairly stable still. Yeah. Because we'll be able to do something. It might not look exactly like what we're doing, right, but we'll be able to do something, and it's a vital service. So, yeah. Okay. Point well taken. Yep. Make sure it's in the budget presentation.
Yes.
Any other comments or questions on the proposed budget for 2026?
And this is what you're going to present to the Collins, correct?
Correct. And I think we have Benton already scheduled.
Could be.
There's a couple. Yeah. Wright County said, no, Sherburne County said no, not Tuesday, which was nice, but we'll be there. Like, we're going to try to hit all six if they want us. Last year, Morrison County didn't want us to come, so we'll come if we're invited or told to come.
Right.
Thanks for supporting an increase across all six counties. I recognize that that hasn't happened to the Great River budget in a very long time. So.
Yeah.
It's weird times.
I think the last time that happened was right before I became finance chair, I think.
That could be. Yeah. I'd have to go back and look. And with the formula fluctuations, it just doesn't happen that often. But weaning ourselves off that reserve funding, it's going to continue to happen now unless we decide to cut services or something. But
right.
All right. Then we'll need a motion to
approve. I'll make that motion.
You're in a second.
She broke the chain.
I don't know. It looked like you were doing a really great job. Really.
I'm terrified now. I don't know where we're going to go from here.
I'm feeling very unsettled myself, Kurt.
It's all the action items. Guys, come on. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. All we have next is the next meeting is September 16th. And hopefully we'll all be on time at that one.
And we'll be talking about the vehicle, probably.
Right? Probably. All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. When's AMC? When's AMC?
AMC is the week before. That's before the Transportation that. Alliance fly-in.
Oh, yeah. Transportation is that week.
Are you anybody going from here? Yeah. Are you going on the Transportation Alliance? You are?
You're going to Transportation?
You're going?
No, I think. I don't know if anybody's going. Yeah, I'm not going. I'm going the week before.
Right, and that starts. We start Wednesday, not Tuesday. So that's kind of weird. Maybe there'll be a way I can come in. I can come and do it remotely. Otherwise, I'm probably going to have to miss it.
You know, that's a good question. We should discuss that at the board. We just did some open meeting stuff today to accommodate, not being in person.
Yeah, that law just changed.
I was thinking more
changed.
About the technology.
Yeah, well, it's that and the roll call vote with 15 people takes a really long time.
Yeah, that's true.
We've gotten that down in a few other things that several of us are on. It's amazing how fast you can go.
Yeah. And it's just roll with it.
Right, with the watershed. Yep.
Watershed. Central Minnesota EMS, yeah. I mean, it's doable. It's just...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with missing it. I just don't want to miss it. But that thing is always every year at that time.
Yeah.
I remember when it was in the spring. Anyway. All right.
That's great.
I like it every
spring. Yeah. So usually a little bit more. All right. Then we'll just motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
But second?
I don't even know if we need a motion.
Oh, there we go. Back to it.
Here we go.
Better.
All right. We're adjourned.